Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's get going on a Monday. Rico, back tomorrow, I think. Who knows? So let's get to business, and I want to jump right in. The Final Four is not worth talking about. That's why we'll wait till four. And I may just focus on an officiating thing. I want to start with this Lamar Jackson thing, because at least now what we suspected is happening is it's more than just a contract. Lamar doesn't want to be there. And I don't think the Ravens want him. Lamar timed an announcement today. He went on onto social media and basically told people, yeah, I'll answer all your questions right here. And he announced that roughly 3 weeks ago, he demanded a trade. Now, it wasn't public, but he made it public today. At the very moment John Harbaugh was speaking to reporters. That's not a coincidence. So here's what we know. If Lamar signs that tender, and the... I don't know what that was or why that played, but away we go. So let me try again. If Lamar signs the tender and the Ravens agree to trade him, you can work out that trade. You don't have to give up two first-round picks as a part of the non-exclusive tag. So you know where I stand. The two ends of the spectrum are, I would give up nothing for Lamar, and I'm good where I'm at, and you know I'm in that camp. The other end of the spectrum is, you give up the farm. Lamar's a former MVP. He's a transformational player. You don't love Jared Goff, and you believe he puts you in a Super Bowl. And then there's a big middle ground, a ton of gray area. I want to know, with Lamar demanding that trade, with the fact that no team is going to sign him to an offer sheet, no team wants to approach his business partner because he doesn't have a real agent. He's got some guy who sells gym equipment who's not even registered with the NFLPA. I want to know what you would offer. The Lions continue to be mentioned as one of the landing spots. Do I believe it's real? No, I don't. Because the Lions have been so pragmatic. They've done things so intelligently. It would just be stunning to break tendency, take all of the continuity you've built. Jared Goff, year three, Ben Johnson, back for a bonus year. It wouldn't make sense to blow that up and bring in Lamar Jackson, who's never operated a passing offense in his life. Just wouldn't. But many of you still love this guy, want this guy. And while the Lions are no longer the betting favorite in Vegas to land him, they are amongst the top five or six teams. So you can tell me right now, ranging from nothing to something to all of it, what would you offer? What would you give up to get Lamar here? Knowing you're going to have to do a largely, if not fully, guaranteed contract. And I still don't believe he's going to get one. I don't. I think Jimmy Haslam was already a bit of a pariah in the NFL. He fully is now. And the Ravens and Steve Bisciotti and the owners, they've talked. There is a reason no one, and even today, Mike Florio reporting, no one at the league meetings, no one is even whispering offer sheet to Lamar. No one. Now, as little as I think of Lamar, if I were some of these teams, I would go try. I just wouldn't do it as a Lion. I mean, if you're sitting there in Washington, You're sitting there in Indianapolis. You're sitting there in Carolina. It's absolutely a conversation. Absolutely. But not here in Detroit for me. I've given you my reasons. I'm ready to win a division. I'm ready to win a Super Bowl. I don't need this. I'm on that end of the spectrum there. But for some of you, you'd go, look, if the price is right, dot, 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 some of you would go pot committed. And you go, guys, I'll give up picks, plural. I'll give up the money. I want to know how far you're willing to go. Because Lamar demanded the trade. He is nowhere close. And by the way, do the Ravens sound like they want him? Oh, yeah, John Harbaugh says that's my guy or I love him. But he was the same guy who called Lamar out, went one step from saying he's healthy but doesn't want to play. They didn't get any offensive weapons. They fired his offensive coordinator. It has been widely reported they are not committed to Lamar for 2023 when they were talking to free agents this offseason. That doesn't sound like a team that wants him. So I want to know what you want to do here. Let's have a little fun with it. It's the biggest story in sports, and it's wild. And once again, if Lamar wanted this done correctly, you got to have an agent. You know, you want to show me Russell Okung, you want to show me, you know, Tunsil, fine. Those guys aren't trying to redefine a market. Those guys aren't trying to break a collective bargaining agreement. You need a high-powered agent to get that kind of deal done. And he doesn't have one. And he's gone from his mother to a gym equipment salesperson who the league has sent a memo to. You're not registered. Do not talk to our teams. We will fine teams $60,000 if they talk to you. It's lunacy. To then taking to social media and telling people, well, I requested a trade on March 2nd. Cool. Because it didn't affect what the Ravens were doing. They put the non-exclusive on them. Two first-round picks, and they have a right to match. So go ahead. Let's say the Ravens now, even though the market is nothing, it's a nothing burger for Lamar. No one is signing that offer sheet. No one. You can name whatever team you want. All reports from the league meetings are no one has lifted a finger. So that leaves a trade as the only possibility. Okay. What are you giving up for Lamar? And if it's nothing, I want to know. If it's something, I want to know. What if you could procure Lamar for the number 6 overall pick? Full stop. And then you pay him. And you give them Goff. Is that what you're doing? Is it number 18 plus next year's one? You're all in? What is it? For me, it's nothing. I don't want him here. You know how many Pro Bowls Lamar's made? One. The same amount as Tyler Huntley. Lamar's had exactly 1 year I care about in this league. And people have kind of figured him out. And if you want to really, really drill down on it specifically, when his team needed him last year, fourth quarter, to hold a lead, to win games, he was god-awful. He's missed 5 games each of the last 2 years. I want no part of him. None. I'm ready to go into this year with Jared Goff. So I'd like to know where you guys are at. 248-539-9797. It can be anywhere on the spectrum, from nothing to all of it. But if Lamar's moving, it's going to be via trade. It's clear. The Ravens have no reason to do anything with him. And I don't think they want him. 248-539-9797. Kenny Cott, fresh off the cruise, one arm tan, the other arm not. I don't even want to know.
Absolute disaster.
At least you took the sticker off of your pants, unlike Roberto. Nothing beats Roberto showing Evan his new pants, and we go, we know they're new. The size sticker is still on them.
Most on-brand Roberto thing maybe
ever. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Go ahead.
No, I'm as allergic to the Lamar thing as you are. I don't want to give up some king's ransom for him, and I especially don't want to pay him. That's kind of my big sticking point. He's older. He's going to be broken down at some point. I don't think he's long for this league. I think there's a reason why a bunch of teams haven't lined up to go after Lamar. I think that's obvious. I don't think Lamar is a good fit anywhere, but especially here, we're starting to build a new culture, an identity about this team. I don't think Lamar fits that. I think I'm just fine going into this season with Jared Goff, who's proven, we've talked about his stats the last, 24 games we've talked about. That's been Jared Goff doing really, really well. And Jared Goff is still not particularly old. Lamar Jackson, I think, is a big hit away from breaking down. And
again, you have, listen, no one is handing him what he wants.
No one.
So the question is, would it be a five-year deal with 150 guaranteed? You know, like you're going to have to see, this is the thing. It's a lot like the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. They don't have to do anything. I think the Packers are just fine watching Aaron Rodgers rot. They've made it personal. The Ravens have no reason to do anything. If the Ravens felt like they didn't have leverage, they could have just moved him out of there already, but they drew a hard line in the sand. Now, Lamar's going to be left with two options. Make money playing football or don't. There's no scenario where he gives up a prime year and doesn't play. None. So I want to know where you're at with it. I don't want him. I'm with Kenny. I don't think it fits the culture here. This isn't about stars. It's about the room. It's about toughness, working hard. It's about, you know, no I in team. Lamar is a very me guy. I don't get it. I've never gotten it. I still would be flabbergasted if we came into work one day and the trade took place and the Lions acquired Lamar. I've never felt like it's a fit. And I remind you, you are already, as we sit here right now, the prohibitive favorite in the NFC North. You're plus 125 to win it. No one else is under plus 300. It's your division right now. So if you want him, this is your opportunity because now he's demanded the trade. So you could technically, we could play this game because the non-exclusive tag's off the table. No one, according to any credible NFL reporter, no one has lifted a finger. No one's giving up two first-round picks. No one's giving him the deal he wants. So the trade market's the only thing left. 248-539-9797. We'll get to business. We'll do a little college hoops later. Probably have a March Madness blitz at some point as well. But I'm being straight with you. It's the worst Final Four in history. If Rico were here, Mr. Media Market, he'd tell you the same damn thing. No one's going to watch it. There are no good players. And I have some fun stats for you later about that. There's no stars. I think the officiating would be the one thing I want to get into. And it's all sports related. So we'll talk about that a little later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.